Describe a situation when you celebrated an achievement. You know, as soon as I graduated from university, I threw a big party to celebrate this achievement. That was one of the toughest times I'd been through because I had to pull a bunch of all-nighters over many months to revise for my graduation exams. I looked like a panda with dark circles around my eyes, and my hair went grey. My parents, seeing me like this, were very worried, and they never ceased to encourage me to keep moving forward. In the end, I did it. I mean, I passed the university entrance exam. Needless to say, my parents were over the moon. They wanted to announce to the world that I finally graduated from FTU, one of the most prestigious universities in my city. Personally, besides feeling happy and proud of myself, I was also grateful for their love and care, so I decided to use my savings to hold a barbecue in my own backyard. The day the party took place, nearly 100 guests came, most of whom showed up early to help me prepare the food and drinks. During the party, the atmosphere was very cozy because I just invited my family members, relatives, and a few acquaintances. I could see that my parents were very proud because I had grown up and become mature enough to find a job, hopefully a well-paid one, to support my family. 1. How do Vietnamese people celebrate family events? That depends on their financial ability. Like, rich people often hold a big party in a fancy restaurant because they can take advantage of this party as a way to show off their wealth. However, those living in less privileged families have a tendency to do it at home in a cozy atmosphere, to gather and spend time with each other. 2. Why is it important for sports fans to celebrate when their favourite team wins? It is because these fans need a place to express their pride and happiness. That's an occasion when they can discuss the game with other like-minded spectators and show their sports spirit. Besides, these events are essential as this is a way to celebrate the success of the sportsmen and let them know that they have done a great job. 3. In what way should parents reward their children who achieve a high score? I guess the best way is to offer them a trip to some well-known destinations, because this not only can also help them to unwind after their examination, but also allow them to go out and be exposed to sunshine, which can do wonders for their physical development. This way is much better than rewarding them with money, because it may make the children grow up materialistic.